Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Got some really good audio for you here. Actor, comedian Jim Carrey. One of the most bizarre interviews I've ever seen video of in my life.
At one point, the funniest man on the planet. Yeah. At one point, the definitive it comedian. From his stand-up as a Canadian dude to In Living Color, the characters he did, movies like Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura, an absolute genius. And at one point, I think the pressure got to him, and he turned into this person.
He's in New York at Fashion Week. The interview was conducted there by E! And this audio is from E! The entertainment channel. Kat Sadler's conducting the interview, one of their red carpet hosts.
Correspondent-y people, yeah.
55-year-old movie star Jim Carrey stops to talk to her. I just want to play this uninterrupted, and then we can kind of make some sense of it after the fact. The questions I want you to think about as you're listening to it, though, is this a bit, or is he serious? Like, is he doing just a big wacky? Is this an acting job, or is this actually a thing? And also, does Danny agree with some of his points? Because the first thing I thought about when I watched this was he's kind of turning Hollywood on its side and turning this basically against Hollywood for their, like, self-love. So Danny's going to love this. But Here is Jim Carrey. E! Is where we found this.
Wait, tell me. Is it true you're wandering the streets? You need a date to the party? What's up?
No. I'm doing just fine. I just, there's no meaning to any of this. So I wanted to find the most meaningless thing that I could come to and join. And here I am.
They're celebrating.
I mean, you got to admit, it's completely meaningless.
Well, they say they're celebrating icons inside.
Celebrating icons. Boy, that is just the absolute lowest aiming, you know, possibility that we could come up with. It's like icons. Do you believe in icons? I don't believe in personalities. I don't believe that you exist, but there is a wonderful fragrance in the air.
You don't believe certain icons have the power to make change, to think differently, to be bold, to inspire others? Artistry, you're one of them.
On the good foot. Ha! Yeah. You shut her down now. Yeah, no, I don't believe in icons. I don't believe in personalities. I believe that peace lies beyond personality, beyond invention and disguise, beyond the red S that you wear on your chest that makes bullets bounce off. I believe that it's deeper than that. I believe we're a field of energy dancing for itself. I don't care.
But Jim, you got really dressed up for the occasion. You look good.
No, I didn't get dressed
Who
up.
Who did?
There is no me.
There's no you.
No.
We're not here. This is a dream.
There's just things happening. And there are clusters of tetrahedrons moving around together.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's happening in our world right now? Because there is a lot of news that actually is relevant that's not that
Here's
uplifting.
The thing. It's not our world.
None
that's
of this is
key.
Real?
Nope.
So you're just passing
We don't
through.
Matter. We don't matter.
Oh, wow.
There's the good news.
Okay.
That's amazing. I mean, I just jotted down a bunch of my favorite quotes.
So keep in mind, he's not stationary for this either. He's not
like
just like standing
around.
There.
Yes.
He's walking in circles.
Around her.
Like a confused tourist.
Shut her down now.
Like Chevy Chase in European Vacation.
That's my favorite part. Is he singing
Big Ben,
or is that a famous quote from a song or something? What is that?
I have no idea.
He's definitely singing. Whatever the line is right before, there's like two lines that he sings. Shut Her Down Now is one of them, but there's one either right before or right after that. That's my favorite part of this, when he just starts launching into song.
You shut her down now. Yeah, no, I... On the good foot!
It's like a James Brown, like, ha! I don't understand what he's doing. Here's some of my favorite quotes, Danny. No meaning to any of this. This is completely meaningless. You don't exist, he tells the girl that's interviewing him. We're all just a field of energy.
Then he said, tetrahedrons, man.
I don't care. About anything. Then he says, there is no me, just things happening. This is not our world. We don't matter. Do you think he was doing a bit so that we talked about Jim Carrey being funny? Or do you think this was like his real observation?
This is how he is now. And it's unfortunate because everyone loved him for doing something and he got mad that everyone loved him.
Is this a Scientology thing?
I have no idea what it is.
Is he Scientologist?
I don't know what he is. This is a different planet type stuff. So he starts off very strong. I'm sitting there going, yeah, none of this stuff does matter. It's a great big spectacle and it's stupid, right? Like if you just cut it off there with the initial stuff of making fun of Fashion Week, how dumb that is. How just tone deaf it is. People get together and put on expensive outfits and no human being would ever wear. It's just silly and nonsense, and we applaud like they've made something incredible. So, yeah, I'm into that. I'm into the idea that you're mocking E, that channel shouldn't exist. I'm all in favor of that stuff. Then he starts going into tetrahedrons and none of this exists, man. And oh, cool, I'd like to read your manifesto, bearded guy in Billings, Montana. Like, get out of here. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's where it goes off the rails. But this is who that dude is now, and it stinks.
When's the last time he made a great movie? I mean, Jim Carrey was one of the best actors. Well, when I say actor, I mean one of the most famous actors and one of the best comedians of my childhood. It's not like there was a ton of range. I loved Ace Ventura. Dumb and Dumber is my favorite comedy ever. I even liked The Truman Show. I thought it was funny. There were other rangier, decent performances. Like, did you ever see Eternal Sunshine?
Yeah.
Thought that was a pretty good movie.
I thought it was a little self-congratulatory and super artsy, but still overall a good effort, I would say.
I'm trying to think of, just looking at some of his movies. Yes, Man, Horton Hears a Who, The Number 23, Fun with Dick and Jane, these all stink. The Work, The Grinch, you're right. Where is that? The Grinch might be his last great movie.
2000?
That's it. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That's Jim Carrey at his best.
So movies that he was in weren't spectacular. Like Bruce Almighty's not great, but Steve Carell was hilarious in it, and he was like, willing to do the comedy thing. You see what I'm saying? Like, willing. Hey, Jim, could you do shtick? Could you go over the top a couple times and overact, talk real fast and make.
Well, you know what that's like in some way, because you're about to do a set and someone's like, hey, go be funny.
Yeah.
And just tell, like, or someone always wants you on in a way.
Of course. And but nowhere near to that degree, right? I've never made, $20 million for doing the second Dumb and Dumber movie or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, he was the king of that world for a while. I understand the pressure gets to you. Look at Chappelle, Dave, where he just decided to punt on dozens of millions of dollars because the pressure of that Comedy Central show was too much. There have been things over the course of the years where he wanted to demonstrate that he was also something else, and that's cool and everything, but everybody loves you for doing something. And it's better to be loved for doing something than completely ignored. And this out there sort of Jim Carrey thing, it's for the birds. It stinks.
Yeah, I just wish he was funny Jim Carrey again. Tom tells me that his ex-wife was a Scientologist. I have no idea if he was or not. I just remember he was linked to it a lot.
Well, he's married to Jenny McCarthy.
Not anymore. That was a long time
ago. I'm saying he was.
Yeah.
Was she a Scientologist?
This is the one more recently that is now dead.
Right.
Thank you, Dar. That's always a good bit when I hear the newsroom.
From the UMSO news desk.
Real quick, Grant, didn't you like the incredible Burt Wonderstone? Weren't you and Valdez high-fiving over that?
No. Valdez loved the incredible Burt Wonderstone.
I thought you liked it, too.
Guy, he begged me to watch it, and I did after a lot of begging, and not really for me.
He had a hilarious cameo, by the way, on The Office in the final season, which left a little bit to be desired once Steve Carell left.
Yeah.
Where they had these short-term guys they were going to interview to be the new office boss, and he had this weird, quirky character where I just want to go to my vacation on the Finger Lakes. And it was like, oh, Jim Carrey, he's being funny.
Grant and Danny, but we're not actually here because none of us are actually here. It's just tetrahedrons.
We are tetrahedrons, man.
All right. Beltway Blitz is next. Craig Hoffman's supposed to join us, but he won't be there. Craig Heist is supposed to join us, but he's not here either because none of us are here. You're listening to The Fan.
Here's where I want you to go if you were somewhere, okay? Like, figure out where you are, get your tetrahedrons together, pick up the whole family. And go to Ted Britt Ford, Fairfax or Chantilly, just to click away at TedBritt.com.
You shut it down now.
That's the best thing. Shut it down, other dealerships. You got no shot. Ted Britt Ford's the best, Jerry, the best. Go see them. They're the Mendy Super dealerships, Fairfax or Chantilly. And as I said, just to click away at TedBritt.com. They got great deals there. I got two cars from Ted Britt Ford. 2016 Ford Edge, got it in 2016. Got a 2017 Ford Fusion. It's parked downstairs, charging up right now. I don't have to go to the gas station. I don't do it. I've been once.
Good foot.
That's what I'm telling you, Jim. One time since I got that car in May, I filled up the gas tank once when I drove to the beach and back. I charge it up every single day, and it's awesome. You also get Ted Britt for life, people. You get Ted Britt for life when you buy from Ted Britt Ford. New, pre-owned vehicles. Doesn't matter. Anything less than 100,000 miles, you get it. That's powertrain. Big lease stuff. Engine, transmission, transfer case, drive axle, the big things. Little things. Like, they'll replace your battery once every 4 years. Just take and carry you. That's what they do out there at Tedbird Ford. When you go, tell them Danny sent you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.